Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
Today we will continue on our study of the book of Colossians.
今天我们继续研读哥罗西书。
So let's turn Colossians chapter 1.
让我们翻到哥罗西书第一章。
Verse 19 to 23.
十九节到二十三节。
Okay, chapter 1, verse 19 to 23.
哥罗西书第一章十九节到二十三节。
Those with English, you can read it with me, and our sisters will lead you in Chinese.
如果你有英文圣经，你可以与我一起读。姊妹会与会众一同用中文读。
Verse 19, For it pleased the Father that in him shall all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself.By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unapprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled,And be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard and which you have preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister.
哥罗西书第一章十九到二十三节，会众一起读。因为父喜一切的丰盛，在他里面居住，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平。便借着他叫万有无论是地上的天上的都与自己和好了你们从前与神隔绝因着恶行心里他为敌但如今他借着受死叫你们与自己和好都成了圣洁没有瑕疵无可责备把你们引到自己面前只要你们在所信的道上恒心根基稳固坚定不移不致被引动失去福音的盼望这福音就是你们所听过的也是传于普天下众人听的我保罗也做了这福音的志士
Another verse, the same book, chapter 3, verse 13.
下一节圣经我们要读的是同一本书哥罗西书第三章十三节
Chapter 3 verse 13 Forbearing one another and forgiving one another If any man had a quarrel against any Even as Christ forgave you So also do ye
哥罗西书第三章十三节倘若这人与那人有嫌隙总要彼此包容彼此饶恕主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Okay, let's turn to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4.
让我们翻到以弗所书第四章。
Verse 17 and 18.
第十七到第十八节。
This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having an understanding darkened,being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart.
以弗所书第四章十七十八节所以我说现在主里确实地说你们行事不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事他们的心里昏暗与神所赐的生命隔绝了都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
Verse 32.
第三十二节，第四章三十二节。
And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we come before your word once again,
主耶稣，早间我们再次来到你的话语当中。
Lord, we pray that there will be nothing in between.
主，我们祷告在我们之间没有间隔。
Lord, we pray that the Spirit of Revelation reveal your word once again to us.
我们祈求 赐智慧和启示的灵再次在我们心中启示。
Lord, take away all the veils that is within us.
把我们心中的帕子拿去。
Oh, that the light of the gospel once again shone in our heart.
好叫福音的光再在我们里面显明出来。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Last time I shared with you, that Christ is the head of the church.
上一次我与会众交通的主题是基督是教会的头。
He is the head of the church because he is life to the church.
他是教会的元首，是因为他是教会的生命。
That's why the church is not an organization or a religious organization institution.
所以教会并不是什么组织或者宗教的组织。
We are not that we don't join the church.
我们不是加入教会。
We are born into it.
我们是出生于教会。
That's why the Lord told Nicodemus, "You got to be born again."
所以主就对尼哥底母说，你要重生。
No, not born according to the flesh, but according to the spirit.
不是从肉身重生，而是从灵里重生。
Some young people had this idea because I'm born in a Christian family, so I'm a Christian. That's totally wrong.
有一些年轻人以为自己出生在基督徒的家庭，就认为自己是基督徒，这是错误的认识。
Being a member of the body of Christ is something personal.
作为基督的议题，这是一个个人的决定。
You need to what? You need to decide yourself. Are we going to believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ?
你自己要做出个人的决定，你是否要接受主耶稣做你的个人救主
？Then we are born again.
这样我们才能够重生。
Then the life of Christ flows in each and every one of us.
好叫基督的生命在我们当中彰显出来。
Secondly, Christ is the head of the church because he is the authority in the church.
第二点，基督是教会的。元首是因为他是有权柄的，他是教会的权柄。
He's the one managing the church.
基督来掌管整个教会。
You see in the book of the book of Acts.
在使徒行传里面。
We see that especially in the early part.
特别是在早期教会的生活当中。
That we can see clearly that the Holy Spirit has full control of every single mission or activity of the church.
我们看到圣灵在早期教会生活的每一个细节和动作当中都作王掌权。
When they are about to decide whom will we send to the Gentiles,
甚至当他们决定要差遣哪位弟兄去到万邦传福音。
They pray together first.
他们先一起祷告。
And the Bible tells us, and the Holy Spirit says, set aside Paul and Barnabas to the work which I have purposed on them.
圣经上说，主就启示他们说，要差遣巴拿巴和保罗来做这个福音的事工。
And to such an extent, when Paul has a burden to preach the gospel in Asia,
甚至当保罗要想有这个负担，想要向小亚细亚传福音的时候
，the Holy Spirit forbid them to go.
圣灵甚至阻止他去传讲福音。
Because God has a purpose to ask them to go them to Macedonia.
因为主的意思是让他到马其顿去传福音。
And when Paul obeyed the calling of the Lord,
当保罗来答应神的呼召的时候
，then the door of the gospel towards Europe opened up.
这样福音对着欧洲的大门就敞开了。
A lot of times in our mind we felt like, since it is something good.
有时候在我们的心思意念里面，我们觉得这是好的。
It is the gospel.
就是只要是传福音都是好的。
Then I just go to preach.
那我就去讲。
Not necessarily.
不一定是这样的情
况。We need to let the Holy Spirit speak in us.
我们需要先有圣灵在我们的心中对我们讲话
，direct our path，
来引导我们前面的道路。
That's why sometimes when we preach the gospel, it seems like there is no power.
有的时候我们来传讲福音的时候，似乎没有能力。
Because it's based upon what we want.
是因为是这基于我们自己的决定。
Today we got to know that he is the head of the church.
我们今天必须要明白基督是教会的元首。
And we are subject to him.
我们要降服于他的旨意之下。
Like the head is the one managing all the functions of every members of the body.
所以在这个基督元首下面，个体的功用才能显示出来。
And another thing that we also need to be subject to one another.
我们不仅如此，还要彼此顺服。
Subject to the one that is superior over us.
我们并且要顺服于在我们之上掌权的。
I believe this matter.It's a little bit harder, right?
我们知道这个好像有点难度。
Yeah, because if you said I'm subject to God, everybody will say Amen.
如果我们说我们来遵行神的旨意，每个人都同意这个。
Who has a problem with that? Please raise your hand.
如果你有问题，可以举起手来。你不同意的话。
But when you say I have need to be subject to a single person,
如果我要说你必须要顺服一个长一个人的话
，then there is a problem.
那就会出现问题。
Because the enemy always try to put reasons for us not to obey a single person.
因为仇敌总是要把理由放在我们的里面，好叫我们不去顺服长。
He might not be perfect.
他可能不完全。
We are of the same level.
我们是一样的。
You know who are you?
你是谁
？This is altogether the work of the enemy.
这都是仇敌的工作。
This is human nature.
这是我们人的本性。
The spirit of rebellion is in us.
这个悖逆的灵就是在我们的里面。
But the Bible says we need to be subject one to another.
在圣经上说我们必须要彼此顺服。
Well, as a child, you need to be subject to your parents.
孩子们，你们必须顺服你们肉身的父母。
As a student, you need to be subject to your teachers.
作为学生，你必须要降服于你的老师之下。
As an employee, you need to be subject to your employer.
作为雇工，你要顺从你的雇主。
So, as the Greek word subject means, we need to what? Set ourselves in an orderly manner to the one that is over us.
在降服在希腊语是说我们要有次序的降服于我们之上掌权的底下。
May the Lord really have mercy on us on this matter.
愿主恩待我们。
Men fail because of disobedience.
人为什么堕落，就是因为不顺服。
But God's redemptive work was so successful because one man is willing to obey even to the death of the cross.
但是神的救赎工作因着一个人的顺服，在十字架上救赎了我们整个人类。
So we as the children of God,
作为神的儿女
，If God, His Son, set a good example, shouldn't we?
如果作为神的儿女，神的儿子基督，他为我们做了一个先锋，我们难道不要效法他的样式吗
？I hope the young people, especially this generation, need to learn from this.
我特别的希望我们现在的这一代年轻人能够学习这个功课。
You want to grow in life?
你想要生命成长吗
？You want to be mature?
你想要生命成熟吗
？You need to pass this lesson.
你必须要顺利的度过这个这一课的测试。
Today I want to talk about reconciliation.
我今天所要讲的题目是和好。
I hope the young people should write this down.
我希望年轻人能够把这个。
You know, reconciliation has a great impact towards an individual who experiences it.
这个和好对于我们每个人的影响是非常大的。
It has a, I tell you, it's a wonderful effect on both parties that are involved.
对于所融入的双方都有极大的影响。
It's something marvelous.
是一个非常奇妙的事情。
To such a somewhat like a miracle.
就像一个奇迹一样。
When a person experiences reconciliation one with another.
当人们在经历和好这个阶段的时候。
Then they experience joy, they experience peace.They experience a release of a heavy burden.
人们就会经历喜乐和平安，会经历重担被提走。
I believe every one of you has experienced reconciliation.
我知道每个人都经历和好这个
过程。When there is conflict in the family.
当在一个家庭中有冲突的时候。
When there is a conflict between siblings.
当弟兄子家庭里面的儿女们有冲突的时
候。When there is a conflict between brothers and sisters.
当弟兄姊妹之间有冲突的时候。
It's no longer a matter of right or wrong.
已经不再是你正确还是我正确的事
情。Rather, it's a matter of there's a heavy burden just pressing on you.
而是就是有一个重担就压在你的心头。
But that day when you give up.
当你有一天你终于要把它释放掉的时候
Set aside all the differences.
把你所有之间的分歧放在一边的时候
And is willing to reach out.
你愿意主动
Then immediately the burden, the veil, the hindrance was taken away.
你愿意主动来解决这个冲突的时候你心里一切的重压还有这些幔子这样都给脱去了
What is really reconciliation?
什么是和平呢
It is the reaching out to someone who has fallen from that relationship.
这个就是说你主动的去采取一些行动好叫另一方从这个关系中落出的人
It's the offending party.
是一个是得罪人的那一方
No, let me rephrase. It's the offended party.
是被冒犯的这一方
The offended party wanting to reach out.
被冒犯的这一方愿意主动采取行动
，and bring back that individual to that relationship，
愿意恢复这个关系。
Or let me say it in other words, it's a mending of a relationship that is once broken。
让我换一句话说，就是在恢复弥补这个已经 破裂的关系。
And coming back to that relationship called oneness.
好叫这个关系重新合一。
That is a reconciliation.
这个就是和好。
Or another definition is, reconciliation is what? Reaching out to that certain person and put him back to that position which he was fallen before.
还有一个解释就是这个和好就是主动的去采取措施，好叫这一个关系恢复到以前所有的状态当中。
Like the prodigal son,
就像这个浪子的故事。
He had fallen from grace.
他已经从恩典当中滑落。
So in other words, he's no longer a son.
换句话说，他已经不再是儿子了。
And he himself knows about it.
他自己心里非常知道。
But when the father, when he saw, so he came back and said, "You know, father, I'm no longer fit to be your son. Just treat me as one of your servants."
所以他对他的父说：“父啊，我已经不能再被称为你的儿子，你就把我当作陌生人一样对待吧。”
No, let me ask you, how did the father respond?
让我问你，这个父他是怎么样回答的呢？
Can any of these young people tell me how did he respond?
年轻人，你可以回答我，他是怎么样回答的
吗？Just give you a clue. He didn't say a word. He did something.
他做了一个动作，他没有说话。
啊？More than that. With the father cup, no, it's not. Because the father cup is for the son, because he's very hungry. No, not, the righteous cup is to cover up the nakedness. What is that? Huh?
Kiss?
No. Huh? Love, no. The ring, that's right. When we read the Bible, you better go into the detail, okay? He put in the ring. The ring is the signifies that he is the son.
所以当刚才弟兄问会众，当时父亲做了一个什么动作的时候，有些人说拥抱，有些人是亲吻他的脸，有些人说杀了肥牛犊。最后一个最主要的细节就是，当你读 Bible 的圣经的时候，要看见他把他的戒指给了他，戒指就是说他没有从他的儿子的身份中滑落。
I believe the son has the ring before.
我相信这个儿子他在之前就有这个戒指。
But when he spent in his luxury, even the ring was taken away.
当他在挥霍的时候，他的戒指可能就已经被丢失了。
But thank God for the love of the Father.
但是感谢神，我们感谢父的爱。
We are recovered back to that position.
我们又重新被恢复到这个地位当中。
No, no longer strangers, no foreigners, but members of the household of God.
我们不再是陌生人，不再是寄居客旅的，而是神家中的人。
Oh, that God put the Holy Spirit in us as a seal that we are.
圣灵在我们的心中作为印记，知道我们的身份。
So that is reconciliation.
这个就是和好。
Now the next question is, who needs reconciliation?
下一个问题就是谁需要这个和好呢？
Every one of us who is born of the old creation, who is born of Adam, needs to be reconciled.
从旧造中里面出来的，从老亚当来出来的生命，我们都需要这个与神和好。
And there are three reasons, at least three reasons, because why? We are separated from God.
有三点我们为什么与神隔离了。
The first is we have fallen from that position.
第一点，我们从我们起初受造的地位当中滑落了。
What kind of position is a favored position?
什么样的地位呢？我们本来是蒙神怜恤的。
If you look at the book of Genesis,
如果你看到创世纪的时候，
Only man is created according to the image and likeness of God.
人只有唯有人是照着神的形象所创造的。
Everything is created according to its own kind.
其他的都是各从其类。
Only man,
只有人
was created in the image of God,
是照着神的形象
来造的。That he might represent God on this earth today.
他好要在这个世上做神的代言。
So when people said we evolved from a lower form of animals, that's altogether foolishness.
所以当人们在说我们是从一个低级的状态来进化出来的话，这都是谬论。
Today we are in that favored position.
今天我们是在这种蒙爱的状态下。
We are here to represent and testify.Testify who God is and who is God to us.
我们来见证神是谁，我们所侍奉的是什么样的一位神。
But when man fell,
当人堕落的时候，
when he disobeyed and eaten that forbidden fruit,
人不听神的话来吃了这个果子的时候，
we fell from that favored position.
我们从这个蒙恩的地位中滑落出来。
And secondly,
第二点，
we become enmity with God.
我们就成为神的敌人。
Before we are friends with God.
以前我们是与神和好
朋友。We walk hand in hand, side by side.
我们可以与神同行。
God is able to what? To reveal His heart and His purpose to us.
神可以把他的心意和他的旨意向我们阐明。
But now we are become enmity with God because we are called carnally minded.
现在却因着我们自己肉身的堕落，我们里面的私欲，我们成为神的敌人。
We walk according to the flesh. We favor the flesh.
我们照着自己肉体而行，我们照着肉体所喜悦的而行。
To say it more frankly, we love sin.
换句话说，直率的说，我们就是喜爱犯罪。
We are born in sin. We live in sin. We love sin.
我们在罪中生，我们生活在罪中，我们爱罪。
If you look at the people around us today,
如果你看看我们周遭的人
when you put on the tabloid all those dirty stuff, it's the bestseller.
你说你看到这个最最受欢迎的那些都是Can you repeat?
Sinful matter.
所有那些最受欢迎都是充满罪的东西。
Because this is who we are.
我们就是这样的。
You know, when men eat of that forbidden fruit, sin enters into us.
那藉着这个果子，罪就进入到我们当中。
The spirit of disobedience, the spirit of rebellion enters into us.
这个悖逆的灵就进到我们当中。
So people will say, what's so, you know, why treat it so big? Men just commit a mistake. No, it's not a common mistake. It's a big mistake.
有些人就说，怎么就这么大的结果呢？人只是犯了一个错误。不，这不是普通的错误，这是一个极大的错误。
People say, oh, that's not a big deal. It's a big deal.
有的人不觉得这个是件大事，这个实在是至关重要。
Because when that thing enters into man, then man started what? With enmity with God, enemies with God.
当罪进入到人里面的时候，人就与神为敌。
You know, one time there's a brother who told me an incident concerning her daughter.
有一次有一个弟兄跟我交通的时候讲到他女儿的一个故事。
His daughter is cute, you know.
他的女儿很可爱。
But when his father tried to train him, he said, "This is the line you should not pass."
他的儿他的这个父亲告诉他的女儿说，这是一条线，你不能超越这条线。
She will just you know, just pass that line.
这个女儿就会故意的来超越这条线。
And I saw a young little boy in the church.
那就是像一个教会里的小男孩。
And the mother said, "Oh, don't do that."
那妈妈告诉他不要这样
做。You know what he said?
他就说，嗯。
He barely speak a word.
他甚至连话都不怎么。
But he said, "No, I'm not going to do it."
他会说不，我不会听你的。
Let me ask you, who among us as parents teach our children to disobey?
那我问你们。做为人父母的，你们谁教导你们的孩子是不听话的
？I don't believe normal parents wouldn't do that.
通常父母亲不会教导自己的孩子不听话。
But children, when they are born, they just want to disobey.
但是孩子们出生他就有悖逆的灵。
Because that seed of disobedience enters into him.
是因为这个悖逆的种子进入人的心中。
And afterwards, so firstly, we are what? Separated from God, we fall from that favored position.
一开始我们是从神的恩典中滑落，我们从这个原初的地位当中滑落出来。
Then the spirit of disobedience, we become carnally minded.
然后悖逆的灵在我们的里面，我们就放纵情欲。
And the Bible tells us we have wicked deeds, wicked works.
那圣经上告诉我们，我们充满了恶行。
Is this what happened to Cain and Abel?
你就可以看到，该隐和亚伯的故事。
I believe at that time, as Adam, his father, will teach his children how to offer up sacrifice.
我相信亚当作为父亲，他当时一定教导他的孩子怎么样来献祭。
That you need to bring a lamb that is spotless and offer it to the Lord as a sacrifice.
你一定要献一个无瑕疵、无斑点的羊羔来献给主。
Abel did what he was told.
亚伯来照着父亲所吩咐的做。
And therefore his offering was accepted.
所以他的祭就蒙神的喜悦。
But Cain has a different idea.
但是该隐却是不一样的。
He felt that the produce of the land should be offered to God.
他觉得他应该有另外一个。
And therefore his produce not accepted.
他献的是他的谷物，他的谷物不被悦纳。
Well, that is his mistake.
这是一个错误。
But the thing is, he was angry with God.
但是问题是，他就生神的气。
And his anger was transferred to by killing his brother Abel.
他的愤怒就被转为一个杀人的动机。
This doesn't make sense.
这个不合乎情理。
You commit a mistake. How come you put it that anger to give it to your brother?
你自己犯的错误，你为什么要来把你的愤怒来发泄在你弟弟的身上呢？
Francis says this is the result of the flesh.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是肉身的结果。
I just read last week. There's a newspaper that a boyfriend and girlfriend is quarreling in the park.
我最近来读了一个新闻，在报上读的新闻，就是一对男女青年他们在一个公园里吵架。
And there's a disagreement, so the boy get out, pick up his gun and kill the girlfriend.
然后这个男士他就拿起枪来把他的女朋友杀死了。
This is exactly what we are in today.
今天我们真的就是处在这样的光景。
This is who we are.
我们就是这样的人。
But not only that, we are suffering.
不仅如此，我们还因此受苦。
What are we suffering? We are suffering from separation from God.
我们受什么样的苦呢？我们受与神隔绝的苦。
That's why people feel so vain, so empty within.
这就是为什么人们总觉得如此的虚妄。
They try to put all things in their heart in order to fill up that emptiness within.
他就想用物欲来充满心里，好让来填补这个心里的空虚。
They try to put education in it.
把教育放在他的心里
面。They put entertainment in it.
把这个娱乐放在里面。
They put the lust of the flesh in it.
把这个肉体的情欲放在自己里面。
But sooner or later, they come up with an idea. It's still empty.
不久，不管他们出现什么样的道理，
出现
什么样的方法，都是无用的。
That's why a lot of people committed suicide.
所以许多的人都自杀。
You say they feel like how come I have done so much, yet I still feel empty?
因为他们觉得为什么我做了这么多，可是我里面还是空虚。
But it's all because when God created man, only God can fill up that emptiness.
因为神是那位创造人的，只有神能满足我们里面的空虚。
When you take God away from your life, then you become empty.
如果你把神的这个地位从你的心中拿走的话，你就空虚。
That's why people felt like life is not worth living.
为什么人们会觉得这个生命不值得去生活呢？
Today we, the children of God, we feel that life is worth living because Christ is in us. Christ is our life.
但是作为我们，作为神的儿女，我们为什么觉得我们的生命是值得过的呢？是因为基督在我们的里面。
It doesn't mean we have a lot of riches.
不是说我们有许多的财富。
It doesn't mean we have a lot of accomplishment.
也不是因为我们有许多的成就。
But when Christ is in us, it's more than enough.
但是当基督在我们的里面的时候，这超过万有。
So many suffering from emptiness.
这样有许多的人就会觉得很空虚。
Many is also suffering from what? Spiritual blindness.
有许多人经受属灵的盲点。
People thought, oh, all these things is the most, the number, the priority.
人们会觉得有许多更主要的事情。
So they search for it.
他们就去寻找。
But afterwards they feel they are so lost.
但是经过一个寻找的过程，他们觉得还是很迷失。
Why? Because we are spiritually blinded.
为什么呢？因为我们的灵里面是瞎眼的。
Let me read to you 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3 and 4.
让我来为你读哥林多后书第四章。
第三节。
第三节
3 and 4 okay? But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
哥林多后书第四章第三到第四节，如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上，此等不幸之人被这世界的神弄瞎了眼睛心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们，基督本是神的像。
Today man is living in such a lost state.
现在人在这个世上，人们是处于如此迷失的状态。
Because the light of the gospel was shielded from them.
因为福音的光已经照着他们。
And they cannot see the light of the gospel.
但他们却看不见。
What is the gospel?
什么是福音
呢？ It says here, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake.
他说是，我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因基督 因耶稣做你们的仆人。
But what is the gospel?
什么是福音？
Jesus Christ is our Savior. He is the only one that can satisfy our emptiness within.
基督是我们的救主，唯有他能够填补我们一切的。
He is the only one can reconcile us back to God.
他是唯一那个能让我们与神重新和好的。
It is not our good works.
不是我们的好行为。
It is not what I do.
也不是我所做的。
Because what he did for us, and I accept, and that is the gospel.
而是他所的所为，他的所事所为，让我来接受基督。
So we are suffering from separation from God. We are suffering from spiritual blindness. Number three, we are suffering from what? A conscience seared with a hot iron.
我们因着自己的罪，我们与神隔离，我们经历属灵的瞎眼。最后一点，我们的良心。被玷污了。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 2.
以弗所书第四章第二节。
He said our conscience is seared with a hot iron.
说我们的良心受到玷污。
In other words, there our conscience it does not function anymore.
所以我们的良心不再有正常的功用。
You know, God gave us, when he created man, God put a conscience.
当神造人的时候，他把这个良心放在我们的里
面。This conscience is like a moral compass.
好，这个良心就好像一个道德的标准一样。
It is telling us what is right and what is wrong.
在我们的里面告诉我们什么是正确的，什么是错误的。
But that day when we ate of that fruit,
当那一天我们偷吃了那个果子的时候，
that moral compass is broken.
我们这个属灵的指南针就已经坏了。
What become right we treat it as wrong. What is right before God we treat it as something wrong.
我们以为好的是坏的，我们以为坏的是好的。
What people said about homosexuality? It's freedom.
当人们讲到这个同性恋的时候，人们会说这是他自己的自由。
This is a sin of rebellion.
这个就是悖逆的灵，悖逆的罪。
They talk about abortion.
当人们讲到堕胎的时候
，They said this is freedom of choice.
这是他自己个人自由的决定。
But in the eyes of God, what is this? This is murder.
在神的眼中，这就是谋杀。
But,The moral compass in us, the conscience is dead, so they continue to do that.
所以当这个道德的标准的指南针在我们心中被破坏的时候，我们就随心所欲。
Number four, we are suffering from what? I think we all, every person is suffering.
所受造之物都在受苦。
The whole creation is suffering.
所有的受造之物都在叹息。
Let me read to you Genesis chapter 3.
让我为你读创世纪第三章。
It says here in chapter 3, verse 16.
第三章十六节。
Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
16.
三章十六节。
Okay. 创世纪第三章十六节，又对女人说：“我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女必多受苦楚，你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。”
Verse 17, and unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, thou hast eaten of the tree of which I command thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake; in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life.
创世纪第三章第十七节又对亚当说：“你既听从妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦，才能从地里得吃的。”
Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till you return.
十八节、十九节。地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你也要吃田间的菜蔬，你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而出的，你本是尘土，仍要归于尘土。
Why we work so hard?
我们为什么要如此努力的
工作呢？ Because we are cursed because of sin.
因为我们因着罪的缘故受到了咒诅。
Why does the ground bring forth thorns and thistles?
为什么地里会长出荆棘和蒺藜呢？
Because the ground is cursed for our sake.
因为地是因为着我们的堕落而被咒
诅。Today, brothers and sisters, the whole creation is cursed because of us.
弟兄姊妹们，现在万物都因着我们的堕落而受咒诅。
I have no time to read Romans chapter 8.
我没有时间与弟兄姊妹们同读罗马书第八章。
He said the whole creation groaneth.
所以在罗马书第八章说，这个受造之物都在叹息。
Until the full manifestation of the sons of God.
好叫等待神子的显现。
Brothers and sisters, this is who we are and how we are suffering.
这个就是我们的地位，我们为什么要受苦？
But thank God, God came in.
但是感谢主，主介入了。
And yet, you know, I like the say, and yet.
但是我喜欢说，但是一个转折。
When God came, man cannot save himself, man is suffering, but God came in.
人不能自己救自己，人在受苦当中，但是神就介入了。
You know, God take the initiative to save man.
神他伸出救援的手来帮助我们。
And you will ask me, what is the initiative?
什么叫来起始这个救援呢
？Number one, it says it pleased the Father.
这样他就是令父神满意。
It make him happy to save us.
因为这个使父神心里使他是令他喜悦的一件事情来拯救我们。
Secondly, he loves us.
第二点，他爱我们。
For what? I mean, I don't find any reason for God to love us.
我没有任何的理由让我知道神为什么要爱我们。
I was telling a story to the brother and sister in HA. Let me tell you, this story is wonderful.
我曾经给 HCA 讲过这个故事，让我再给你讲一遍，这是个很奇妙的故事。
And there is a dog that is lost in the Midwest.
有一个成年人，他在中东给被丢失了。
His dog was lost, and he said he put an ad in the newspaper.
His daughter.
His dog. Dog.
他的狗丢失了，所以他放在他的他就在报纸上登了这个广告。
Said dog lost.
说狗丢了。
Reward offered.
会给你赏赐。
Listen to this.He said, "Walk with a limp because of because of automobile accident."
这个狗是瘸腿的，因为它有个车祸。
But blind in one eye.
它有一只眼是瞎的。
A large patch of fur missing.
还有一大块毛是没有的，秃的。
Cannot hear clearly.
它也听力也丧失了一部分。
His name is Lucky.
它的名字叫幸运。
Wow, this dog is lucky, right?
这个狗真的很幸运，对吗
？In that kind of situation，
在这种情况下
，the master is offering a reward to in order to find him。
这个主人还是要来打出奖赏，好叫人们能够帮助他找着这只狗。
Brothers and sisters, if you look at ourselves，
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们看看自己的光
景 ，we are worse than this dog。
我们比这只狗的光景还要差。
We are lost。
我们是迷失的。
Not only we walk with a limp, we walk with a limp. We are totally limp.
我们不仅是一条腿瘸，而且我们是整个人都是瘸的。
Not only we are blind in one eye, we are blind in both eyes.
我们不仅是一只眼瞎的，我们两只眼都是瞎的。
Not only the fur is missing, we are naked.
不管我们是一块毛是秃的，我们整个人都是赤裸裸的。
So for common sense sake, there is no reason for God to love us, but God loves us.
如果按照正常人的理论，没有原因神要爱我们，但是神爱我们。
Today when we come to the table，
今天当我们来到饼杯桌子面前的时候
，Every time we just so touched with the love of God，
我总是因父神的爱是如此的激励我。
You might say, "Oh, brothers, this is so basic."
那你说弟兄，这个简直是太基
本了。But let me tell you, that is the story that never grows old.
但是让我告诉你，有一个永久的故事。
It encourages us.
这个故事激励我们。
Continue to open our eyes at who we are and what God has done for us.
好，叫我们能够开我们的眼睛，看见神是哪一位，他为我们做成何等奇妙的大事。
Oh, hallelujah! It pleased the Father to save us.
感谢主，因为这个令父神满意。
He loved us because he saved in order to save us.
他爱我们，所以他来救我们。
Thirdly,
第三点。
He saved us for our own good.
他拯救我们，好对我们得益处。
It says here in verse 22, the first Colossians chapter 1, in the body of his flesh through death to present you or us.Holy, unblameable, unreprovable in His sight.
所以在哥罗西书第一章二十二节里面讲到，但如今他藉着基督的肉身受苦，叫你们与自己和好，都成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
When He saved us,
当他拯救我们的时候
，It's not over.
还没有结束这个工作。
After we become a Christian, the Lord continued to work in us that He might present us as His.Glorious bride.
当神拯救了我们，这个工作并没有结束，他将继续在我们身上做工，好叫有一天他能把我们完全的引到基督我们的新郎面前。
This is his initiative.
这个就是起始的工作。
Then it was realized when his son died on the cross for us.
当他的儿子在十字架上成就了救赎的话，这个工作就做成了。
The Bible tells us when God commended His love towards us while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
圣经告诉我们，当我们还是罪人的时候，神就爱了我们。基督的爱在此向我们显明了。
There is a 12-year-old girl.
有一个十二岁的小女孩。
Her birthday is about to approach.
他的生日快要到了。
So he asked his father, "Dad, what are you going to give me on my birthday?"
他问问他的爸爸，他说：“爸爸，我过生日你会给我买什么礼物呢？”
I have not decided yet.
爸爸说：“我还没有决定呢。”
Afterwards, the daughter got sick.
那之后呢？女儿就生病了。
She fainted and was rushed to the emergency room.
她突然一下晕倒，就被送到这个急救室。
After examination, the doctor came out saying bad news.
当经过彻底的检查之后，医生出来说：“我有一个坏的消息。”
He said he's not going to live long.
他不会有很长的生命。
Because he had a bad heart.
他因为他的心脏非常的不好。
So the father went into the room and to see her daughter.
所以这个父亲就到屋子里面去探访他的女儿。
Then the daughter said, "Dad, am I going to live?"
他女儿就对爸爸说：“爸爸，我会活吗？”
Then the father said, "Yes, you are going to live. Yes, you are."
爸爸就说：“你会活的，是的，你一定
会活。” So how sure are you?
他说：“你有多确定呢？”
The father said, "Because I know."
爸爸就说：“我知道。”
That after a few weeks, the daughter started to recover.
那几个星期之后，女儿就开始恢复。
She went back to her home.
她就回到家里。
And on her bed there is a letter.
在她的床上有一封信。
It's the letter of the father.
这封信是父给他写的。
The father said, "While you are reading this letter, it means you are getting okay. Everything is okay."
他父亲的信对女儿的信上说，如果你在读这封信，意思就是说你的身体已经开始恢复。
So I'm trying to think what to give you on your birthday.
我一直在想，你生日的时候我要送给你一个什么礼物。
Now I know.
现在我知道了。
I'm giving you my heart.
我给你我的心。
The father donated the heart.
这个、
In order the daughter to live.
父亲把他自己的心脏来移植给这个女儿，好叫女儿能够生活下去。
Oh, God loves us.
神爱我们。
This salvation was realized.
这个救赎就被完成了。
Through the death of his son.
是藉着他儿子的受死。
And today,
今天
by accepting him,
只要我们能够接受他。
By receiving the gospel.
接受福音
God's full salvation is realized in each and every one of us.
神永远的完整的救赎就会在我们的里面成为实际。
Today I will ask you, are you reconciled with God?
今天我要问你，你与神和好了吗？
Yes, we are.
是的，我们和好了。
That's why when we pray,
所以当我们祷告的时候
we always say in Jesus' name.
我们总是说奉耶稣基督的名。
Because only through Him we come to the Father.
因为只有藉着基督，我们才能到父
神面前。The Lord said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
因为主说了，我就是道路、真理和生命。
Brothers and sisters,
不急着我们有人拿到父神面前，弟兄姊妹们。
You might pray 1,000 prayers.
你可能会有许多的祷告。
But without Jesus,
但是没有耶稣
we will never come to the Father.
没有基督，我们没法到父神面前。感谢主。
He is that reconciliating factor.
他是那个使我们能够与神和好的原因。
He is that mediator between God and man.
他是神与人之间的中保。
I hope the young people you need to pay attention.
我希望年轻人能够真的
that when you pray
重视这件事情，当你祷告的时候
you say in Jesus name.
你说奉耶稣基督的名
we need to realize and accept, recognize the Lord Jesus' part in His salvation.
我们必须能够彻底的明白主在这个救赎工作中所做的工。
Now another thing.
还有一点
God reconciled us back to Him.
神把我们能够和好恢复在他的面前。
The Lord also wants us to reconcile with one another.
主也希望我们能够彼此能够饶恕和平。
The Bible tells us we're forgiving one another.
圣经告诉我们要彼此饶恕。
That God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us.
因为基督已经饶恕了我们。
I think this is a big problem.
这个是一个很大的问题。
For to accept God has forgiven us, Amen.
我们接受神的救赎没问题，神饶恕我
们。We will raise our Amen, Lord Jesus, thank you.
我们大声的说阿门，谢谢你耶稣基督的救赎。
But to forgive one another, that's a big story.
但是如果让我们彼此饶恕，这个简直有点难。
But the thing is, on the cross.
但是问题是在十字架上。
Not only has forgiven us our sins.
不仅他饶恕了我们的罪，
God take away the middle wall partition between Him and between us.
神把中间我们与神隔断的墙所拆开了。
That's why the Bible tells there is no Jew nor Greek, nor bond nor free, nor male nor female, but Christ is all and in all.
所以圣经上告诉我们，没有犹太人，没有化外人，没有希利人，没有为主的，没有为奴的，没有自主的，没有 女子，没有男子，所有都是在基督里，基督是一切。
In the world today,
所以在今天的世界，
there are a lot of differences and conflict.
在我们中间有许多的不同，有许多的冲突。
It's because of race.
因着种族。
Because of status.
因为我们的社会地位。
Because of gender.
因为我们的性别。
I believe we don't have a problem, right? Amen.
我相信我们没有问题。
Raise your hand.
如果你没有问题，请你举起手来。
But there's a problem, another problem.
但是有一个问题，就是另外一个问题，就是个人意见的不同。
Especially, I want to say especially towards the serving ones.
我特别想要对服侍的弟兄姊妹们说这一点。
You know, if you come only once a week Sunday, I don't think there is some differences.
如果你每个礼拜只来一次，就礼拜天来一次，那你可能看不出这些差异。
But there will be differences, you know, differences, especially among the serving ones.
但特别在服侍的弟兄姊妹当中，就会有之间会有差异。
Because we love the Lord,
因为我们爱主。
And we want to serve the Lord,
我们愿意侍奉主。
But there are certain ideas that's different from others.
但是我们之间的观点却有差异。
And that's cause a conflict.
这样就会有冲突。
You know, this conflict, you say, oh, it's only some personal matter.
那你可能说，这些冲突都是一个个人的问题。
But let me tell you, this is not a personal matter.
我告诉你，这不是个人的问题。
When we had a problem with a certain brother or a certain sister,
当我们与某个弟兄姊妹们有问题的时候，
it affects the whole body.
我们整个身体都出现问题。
It's like a very small blood vessel.
就像一个很小的这个血液的细胞一样。
That you know that difference is like a clot.
那如果在这个血液的血管里面被堵住了
，Today we need to take out the clot.
我们必须要把堵住的部分疏通。
How do we take away the clot?
我们怎么才能疏通呢
？How do you reconcile with one another?
我们怎么才能彼此能够恢复和平呢
？Number one.
第一点
，The offended party must take the initiative.
第一点。受冒犯的这一方必须要主动。
A lot of times we feel like he committed the mistake, he got to come to me and say sorry.
那有许多的时候，我们就要说，因为是他冒犯了我，他要先。
Oh, brothers and sisters, if that's the case, then we will never be reconciled with God.
如果弟兄姊妹们，如果事情是这样的话，我们永远也不能与神和好。
But thank God, God came in.
但是感谢主，神来了。
He came in and forgive.
他来了，他饶恕了我们。
Secondly,
第二点
，we need to the offended party needs to learn to suffer.
这个受冒犯的这一个人，他要学习受苦。
Willing to suffer.
他愿意要学习，愿意受苦。
When Christ became a man,
当基督道成肉身
he was rejected, misunderstood for saving us.
他被唾弃，被误解，就是因为来拯救我们。
When he was eating with the tax collector.
他与这个税吏们一同吃饭的时候
，You know what the Pharisee said? He is the friend of tax collector and sinners.
所以这个法利赛人就说他是与那些税吏和罪人是朋友。
When he cast away the demon,
当他去把那巫鬼赶出的时候
，He said he cast away the demon with the spirit of the demon.
因为他法利赛人就说他之所以能够驱赶巫鬼，因为他就是巫鬼的头。
As a man, do you think Christ is suffering? Yes, he is suffering, but he is willing to suffer.
是的，我们知道主耶稣基督为我们受苦，是他愿意为我们受苦。
Thirdly, he is willing to die.
第三点，他愿意受死。
As a man, you know, it's a hard thing.
这作为人肉身来说，我们非常困难。
That's why the Lord Jesus said, "Lord, Father, if it is possible, you take away this bitter cup."
所以当这个基督在去十字架之前，他说：“主啊，如果是你的心意，请你拿走这个苦杯。”
But not as my will, but as Thou will.
但是不照我的心意，照你的心意。
He was willing to set aside what his comfort.
他愿意把自己的舒适放在一边。
Died on the cross for us.
他在十字架上为我们受死。
Today we need to set aside our pride.
我们今天要把我们的骄傲放在一边。
The biggest problem in reconciliation is our personal pride.
这个和好的最大的障碍就是我们自己的个人的骄傲。
Today we need to set aside our pride.
今天我们一定要把我们的骄傲摒弃。
Willing to reach out.
我们就能够伸手开始这个
willing to forgive
过程，就让我们能够去饶恕。
Number four, there should be a change of attitude.
第四点，我们的态度应该有改变。
A change of attitude.
这个态度的改变。
What kind of attitude?
我们应该什么样的态度？
The attitude is like when we forgive, we don't require anything in return.
当我们的态度就是，当我们去饶恕的时候，我们不应该要求任何。来回报的东西。
We don't say I'll forgive you if, I'll forgive you when.
我们不能说如果你怎么怎么样，我就饶恕你。当你怎么怎么样，我就饶恕你。
Yes, it is a fact that we are offended.
是的，事实是我们被冒犯了。
Yes, it is a fact that they committed a mistake.
是的，事实是他们错怪了我们。
Let me tell you one story.
让我告诉你一个故事。
One time I went to a brother. I feel so bad because this brother really offended me.
有一次我就与一个弟兄有交谈，我心里非常的难受，因为这个弟兄冒犯了我。
And Brother Wei told me.
魏弟兄告诉我。
He said, Brother, we don't deny the fact that he committed a mistake.
弟兄，你不用拒绝说他犯了错误。
But he is your brother.
但是他是你的弟兄。
In other words, his mistake, his being a brother exceeds more than his mistake.
所以他所要强调的就是他是你弟兄这个事实比他犯了错误更要大。
If God forgive us, shouldn't we?
如果神已经饶恕我们，难道我们不要饶恕吗？
So we don't expect anything in return.
所以我们不希望有任何回报。
Secondly, we need to forgive and forget.
第二点，我们一定要饶恕并且忘却。
A lot of times we say, oh, I'll forgive you, but I will never forget what you have done to me.
我们时常是说是的，我饶恕你，但是我永远不会忘记你所对我做的。
If that's the case, then God will never forgive us.
那如果事情是这样的话，神永远不能饶恕我们。
We had a long list of offenses against God.
我们有这么长的一个清单，我们犯了这么多的罪来得罪神。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
If we confess our sin.
如果我们认我们的罪。
He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
神是信实的，是公义的，他必将赦免我们一切的不义。
A preacher always says, God forgive us and put our sin into the sea of forgetfulness.
所以有一个传道人，他就说，当神饶恕我们的罪的时候，他放了一个封条在上面，永远不再纪念我们的过犯。
There's only one thing that God is unable to do to remember what we have done.
所以今天神只有一件事情不能做，就是他不能记住我们所有的过犯和罪愆。
The third attitude we need to change.
第三点的态度，我们需要有所改变。
Said, I will reconcile with you, I will forgive you, but I will have nothing to do with you anymore.
第三点就是说，是的，我要与你和好，我可以原谅你，但是我不要再与你有任何关系。
Is that God's attitude towards us?
这是神对我们的态度吗？
After He forgiven us,
当他饶恕了我们，
He continues to work in us.
他继续在我们心中做工。
That to be presented wholly, irrevocable.
好叫我们能够完完全全的被引向神。
Today, when we forgive one another,
今天我们彼此饶恕。
We need to reach out and bring that person back to that relationship which we had before.
我们要主动伸出手，来把我们的弟兄姊妹们恢复到以前的光景里面。
This is God's purpose.
这是神对我们的旨意。
And we can say if we practice this.
那我们可以说，如果我们来操练这件事儿。
We can echo what the psalmist said.
我们回应这个所说的。
Psalms 133.
就是诗篇里133篇里
说的。Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in oneness.
就像诗篇133篇里说的，看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
While the world today witness a testify of division,
当世界今天所聚焦的就是如何的分裂纷争。
Today we witness and testify we are one in Christ and we have forgiven one another for Christ has for God in Christ for Christ's sake has forgiven us.
今天我们作为神的儿女，我们要见证的是合一的灵，在基督里我们是合一的，因为他已经饶恕了我们，我们必须彼此饶恕。
I hope we can, you know, practice this.
我希望我们能够操练这件事。
Let's have further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your speaking this morning.
我们主，我们感谢你早间对我们讲话。
Lord, may we put all these things into practice.
主啊，愿我们把这所有所讲的都能够付诸于行动。
Not only as a doctrine.
不是作为一个教条,
oh, but as a reality. Not only for our own sake.
不是为我们自己,
oh, but for the oneness of the church.
而是为教会的合一,
Listen to our prayer, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣, 求你垂听我们的祷告,
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名,